Blog Talk Radio.
One Love, One Connection, One Us presents The Path of Becoming. But before we get started, we're going to go ahead and get prayed in. So, honey, which one do you think we should go with today? The Anabakoa or the Lord's Prayer? I'm sorry. You are muted.
It wasn't me.
Okay. And
yeah, so with that being said, the removal of time, space, and motion, the removing of negative influences of physical matter from our lives would require us to do the Anabakoa.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back.
Animal Cora, Gijala, and Yuminka, Tenchi, Tizara, Kabila, Radan, Sagmanu, Tahanu, Nora, Nagi, Bono, Shega, Nega, Kabavat, Sadam, Makum, Tadam, Makumeti, Zika, Teka, Tumim Ganlum Chasin Kadush Adatu Gana Hela Nateka Nikinge Unchapane Sokria Kadush Nateka Savatanu Kabel Lushma Tizakatu Yodea Tahalo Production Kuhumal Tuko Malambai Production Kuhumal Tuko Malambai And of a koha Gijalaya Yominka Titi Tizera Kabel Renalam Chasagmanu Tahanu Nara Nagi bodo shego dega Kawawat saron bakun saron Rakum metu ziku teka Tamin ganlam chasin kadush Vado tuf gona helara teka Yikige dam shapane So prayer kadush teka Vatanu kubel Ushma tizakatu Yodea ta alamo Production Kuhumo tuko Lalambay Production Kuhumo tuko Lalambay
Who about to go? La Lambaye.
And we are back. And tonight, our show is about the path of becoming. So,
what I'd like you to do, my dear, the words to the beginning song, I wasn't too sure if she was saying feel, if she was saying hear, if she was saying heal.
I was here. It's about having the impact that you would desire to have on the world, and being your most authentic self, and giving of yourself in whatever service that you choose for yourself. So hers tends to be through music and through introducing artists that otherwise would not really be known to the rest of the world if it wasn't for her. So she has, you know, through the work that she's done, she has brought a number of choreographers to the stage that would not have necessarily have had an audience if she wasn't a part of that. Beyonce, for those of you who didn't recognize the voice. But Beyonce, she has brought, you know, choreographers over. In the last album that she has, she brought a number of artists that are well known over in their own country and over in Ghana. But they're either from Ghana or Nigeria. I think that they're neighboring countries. But anyway, the album that she has, she's brought out a number of artists from that particular background, and she seems to like embrace the culture. But the impact that she has had on the music industry, in my way of feeling, you know, all of the work that she has done from the time she was a child performing up until now has been about her and her becoming. And that particular song was sung in front of the UN. They allowed her to come in and do that particular performance in front of the UN. So,
and which album was that from?
It's from the album called Four. It's from Four by Beyonce. But it's about, you know, like I said before, it's about being, you know, making your mark in the world, whatever way that looks like. But yeah, I just thought that, considering the topic of the show, I felt that it was apropos in the sharing, sharing that particular song before we even got started. Yeah. So, I am your host, Arlene Cahet, and here's my beloved hubby, King Teasdale.
Greetings, family.
Anything?
How are you all? I'm sure you're doing well. You're here. Hey.
So tonight we are talking about the path of becoming. So there were a few things that kind of inspired this, because like over the past few shows that we've had on, I've been talking about change. I've been talking about evolution, anything in regards to that. But now today I wanted to talk about the path to becoming, because there is this, there's this thought process that I'm having about this, about the path of becoming. And understand, and we're talking about this in the relationship show, but understand that the relationship with yourself is really paramount in your beingness in the world, and how you are projecting in the world, and how you're showing up. So a lot of times in our path of becoming, We have to set aside what it is that we may have been taught by our parents or whomever our caregivers are, and when we were growing up, some of us, we had parents who were very much into telling us who it is that we should be and what it is that we should be doing and what have you, and not following the internal guidance that source has for us. So what begins to happen is as we grow up and we become adults and we come into our own, we are having to become something else, and not even something else, but more of ourselves when we become older. So one of the books that I think is a really, really good read for any of those who are interested is Michelle Obama's biography, Becoming. And she talks about this herself. And when she was growing up, she was a very studious student. And she talks about, you know, learning music and living with the different family members. And she talked about her evolution into becoming a lawyer. And when she became a lawyer, what she discovered, because she was very much on that track of becoming a lawyer, that when she got to that place of becoming a lawyer, she discovered that she didn't necessarily like the job. So all of us are on that path at some point of our experience of becoming, of just becoming. If there is never a place where I think that any of us truly get to a place of arriving, simply because we are all in this sort of state of evolution. And I think that I was particularly comforted, actually, by her autobiography when I read about the challenges that she experienced, before she met President Barack Obama, and then afterwards, and then him coming into his own with being a public servant, and how the family life, the family dynamic of that evolutionary process of changing the relationship, and changing the relationship in the sense that they would continue to map out what it is that they needed to do in order to have the family unit run rather cohesively, because of the amount of demands that he had on his time when he was a senator. Now, during this process, when she got to a place in her experience where she recognized that she didn't necessarily like being a lawyer, and she looks over at her, she shares that information with her mother that, you know, I don't know if I necessarily like what I'm doing. And her mother looking at her like, you know, I guess the thing is, let's just say her mother had a different perspective. Her mother had gone through a number of years, her mother and her father and those who were around her sacrificed in order for her to get to the place that she was at. So their perspective was a little bit different than hers. But what eventually happened was she made the shift from being a lawyer to working with a number of universities and universities and schools in order to bring in people who were from the community to be a part of the university. And it was about diversity in the school cultures of some of the universities that were in the Chicago area, and how she came into a place of having that work be even more fulfilling. And then even after that, getting into a position of enjoying her work, when they were looking at the possibility of President Barack Obama running for office, then there was a continuing of that becoming. So she went from being a senator's wife and this person who worked for a nonprofit worked for a diversity organization to becoming the first lady and navigating that experience and being in a place of being in a fishbowl for a number of years, and how even, to be quite honest with you, that President Obama would not have ran if she did not necessarily approve. But she did not even want to get in the way of his becoming, becoming what it is that he became, which is the President of the United States. So we are all going through this place, and the road to that becoming can be like a little challenging with dealing with the challenges and changes, but becoming more of who you are and becoming more of what it is that being authentic to yourself as you're doing the things that you're doing in the world. Anything you want to share, honey? I know that I taught for a long time there, but anything that you want to share?
No, I've been writing some things down here, and I know that oftentimes we blame our parents for the conditioned mindset, the behaviors that we sometimes will exhibit in the world. But I'm one who dares to go beyond that thought into the thought of being conditioned within a programmable DNA pattern from ancestral mutated conditioned genomes. You know, you ever heard a parent say, your grandmother was known to act like that, or you got that talent from your father's side of the family? Well, negative character traits are also passed on to us, and it is up to us to decide whether we are going to allow those traits to continue to be our curse, or we're going to stop and change the dynamic and become more. So the becoming is quite an interesting topic to me, and I'm glad you kind of brought it up. At first, it was funny, when you first shared with me today, I'm refreshing my mind, you say becoming. I was just looking at a post on Facebook where a friend of mine was doing some work on a house, and he took a picture, and he said he hurried with his work because there was what he called bees, which they weren't bees, but that's not the topic. But nonetheless, when he said bees, a lot of people followed through with either correcting him or saying how they were fearful of the bees. And I said becoming, and I was laughing because when you said becoming, I was like, some of those people on that post, if I say becoming, they would take off and run because they'd be thinking that the bee is coming. And then, then you said the path of becoming, and I thought of the flight of the bumblebee. And then again, if someone is preparing to be afraid of something, then there they go again. And oftentimes it is our fears that will hinder us from doing what we need to do in becoming what we ought to be. That's one of the reasons why when you asked about the Anabakoa, which prayer we should do today, I thought of the Anabakoa because in one of the seven stanzas of it, there is restricting the reactive system and forgetting all limiting thoughts, because we are oftentimes influenced by the negative impression of physical matter that has affected us somewhere along the line, either through our DNA, either through the mutation that brings us to where we are today, or some experience that we may have personally had, which will cause us to be in a hindrance of allowing ourselves to be more. Oftentimes this can occur when you have a bad relationship and you may just close the door and say, I don't want to be bothered with any more relationships because I just had such horrible experiences. I don't want to face another one. When at that very time, this could be the opportunity where that relationship you so desired was right there waiting for you at the door. I remember a little cartoon that was drawn where these two men were digging for gold or diamonds, if you will. And one guy, he dug to such a degree to where he just got tired. He didn't want to bother anymore. But as he looked at the cartoon, he decided to turn around and go back where the other guy was digging the same path, but he decided to remain persistent. And just two more feet into the dig, he found the vein and became wealthy. So this path of becoming is not the easiest path, but one thing is for sure, fear is one of the greatest things that keep us from attaining the level of where we ought to be. Thank you very much.
Well, also, I want to share that simply because a person does not necessarily want to become doesn't mean that you stop becoming either.
Yeah, because you're going to become something. Change is a reality, whether you want to face it or not. That is the only constant that this world has to offer us. And a lot of people refuse to accept that as a reality. But change is what is the primary constant to this life's living. You can choose the change for the greater, the better, or you can choose the change that's going to bring the worse. And I would advise to seek that which brings the greater quality to your life.
Yes, because recently I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was sharing with me that his ex was interested in being in, she was opening herself to being in a relationship. And what was interesting about that was that she was indicating that the path that she was choosing in terms of the medium in which the platform that she was on, she was using a platform that was free, and apparently she had been having some rather strange experiences I will say that the internet dating thing is a whole lot different than it was when it in the beginning. Anyway, but he had said to her, well, you know, I know that there are several people who have done well through Match.com. You might want to consider that. And she was like, well, I don't want to pay. And so in the course of the conversation that I was having with him about her, I said, well, you know, she could just pay for a month. You know, the month is not that it doesn't cost that much. And he was like, she doesn't have a job. Now, that gave me pause because I know that she had started work at a job at the place that he was working. And when I went to ask him, well, what happened? He's like, I don't even want to talk about it.
He fired her. That's what happened. I'm just kidding.
Well, he never told me. But this is not the first time that she has been in a situation like this, where she has been unemployed, and a lot of it is due to what, you know, her being. And I mentioned to him about, well, what is she, you know, I mentioned something about change, and he's like, she says she isn't going to change. She's not changing. Of what I know from her, of what I know of about her through my friend, there is a bit of neuroses with her, you know, and I don't know how that would work out in a relationship. And in terms of her becoming, because that, let's just say that the mere fact that she says that she's interested and she's open to a relationship, she's inviting that energy of becoming into her experience, because, you know, you don't attract necessarily what you want as much as you attract who you are. And it will be interesting to see how that works itself out, because, like, where she's vibrating at, I'm not sure of what type of person would be attracted to her, but I think that it, if anything, it just may be dramatic. And of course, when you invite that, when you are that, when you already have some drama going on with who you are, and you're desiring to be in a relationship, well, you get to experience the relationship, but you get to meet your match from where you are right at this moment. And in the whole concept of her not wanting to change, let's just say that I have found that relationship teachers will cause you to be in a state of becoming. And that is all I have to say about that. But I thought that that was interesting too, that that even the relationship that he has with her has gone through its evolution and become something else. So even though she is resistant to whatever personal changes that she would need to go through, there is that continuing evolution that will take place, even if she does not desire to be so. And I will say this, ladies and gentlemen, you may want to be on that track of self-improvement, of raising your vibration, of doing what it is required to do to be the best you, because it's best that you go ahead and you deal with your own stuff and read that stuff out so that you can be more present and more your authentic self for the type of relationship that you're desiring to be in. And I think that that's probably like one of the reasons why many relationships do not work, because people haven't fully come into that understanding that this is something that's required in order to become a part of a relationship or a healthy relationship.
So I'm gathering from what I'm hearing you say, there are people who may need a relationship coach in order to better understand that the resistance that we generally put up from conditioned behavior, conditioning from our past, can actually hold us up from having the relationship that is best suited for us when we are in a place of allowing as opposed to being in a place of resisting. And without coaching, you will find yourself in the same place, doing the same thing, having the same experiences over and over again, because you are blocking yourself from learning the lesson that is necessary to evolve, to become more.
Yes, exactly. And I only used her as an example because I've come across people, come across clients who don't want to change. They're unhappy with the situation, but they don't want to change. And then they will say to me, well, why do I have to change? Well, you have to change because you're wanting a different experience. You're wanting a different outcome. You can't expect to receive something different, have people be different if you're not different. Again, that whole concept of attracting what you are, accepting the things that you accept as who you are, causes people to show up the way they show up for you. They're being a mirror for you. I think that the concept that, and I'm not saying that relationships are not challenging. I'm not saying that, but there is sort of like I kind of resist the idea of, you know, people saying, well, relationships are hard. I don't think that they're as hard as they, you know, people perceive them to be. I perceive or I believe that people make it harder than is necessary or is required, because, you know, they're not willing to be in that place of becoming into a relationship that has less drama. The thing is that when you are resistant to to evolving, to becoming, then the change that you're desiring to see is not likely to change take place, and you will keep being in a place of suffering if you do not evolve, because if everything around us is a mirror. So there is a school of thought that the experience that you're having is a mirror of what is going on inside of you. And as a result of this thing, as a result of this mirror, that in order for that mirror to change, something has to shift inside of you in order for the mirror to present with something else. You want to add to that?
Well, I'm thinking back on a situation to where you're living in your past. You, not you directly, I'm just saying a person in general, is living in the past of hurt, of suffering, of negative experiences that they do not want to have anymore. So because they don't want to have these experiences anymore, they have become sensitive to being watchful of anything that may have a hint of that experience resurfacing again. And they believe that they are protecting themselves when in actuality they are subconsciously creating the experience to occur because they are focused on the past negative experience in such a way to where they are developing a self-fulfilling prophecy because they believe that those experiences that they've had previously still lurk somewhere waiting to resurface. And as they are giving thought to these things resurfacing, they, instead of protecting themselves, they are creating a path for it to occur unbeknownst to themselves because they are putting expectation to it instead of being open about it, sharing the experience with their beloved. Let them know about their past issues, if one may say. And I've done that with you several times. It tickles me sometimes because I laugh at myself just from the experiences that I've had before. And I'll come running to you and I'll tell you, girl, let me tell you where my head was going with that thought right there or that particular experience. And I'll share it with you because I want to be open. I want to be transparent enough so that in exposing it, I can dissolve it and it disappears. And with the type of relationship that we have, where we're open, honest, and true to form, we can laugh about it. And if that emotion is trying to control my life, then I may ask of you something that would soothe me so that I'm not controlled by the emotion, but I in turn become master of the emotion and I can have that emotion sit still or go on about its business or dissipate because it needs not be here. Unfortunately, people will allow themselves to allow those past experiences to linger in their psyche as, I guess one could call it, a virus that will eventually catch root, and that virus or bacteria, however you want to look at it, will in turn start to fester and develop a toxin that pollutes the mind and the body and the consciousness that brings insecurity and a suffering that never had to be if they allowed themselves to grow and develop and become more. I hope I didn't say too much, but just enough to have it understood as to what I was talking about.
Yeah, I think that we understand. But here's something that I would like to share. Okay, so one of the things that I think that is important is to ask is, what is it that you are, we are always in this state of becoming, but the question that you may want to ask is, what is it that you want to become? And if it isn't in your experience right now, one of the questions that you could ask is, well, is there anything that needs to be healed within me in order for me to experience what it is that I would like to bring into my life? One of the things that I'm listening to right now, and I'm going through the course Love and Above with Christy Marie Sheldon, and one of the things that she says is that in order to facilitate the healing that people need is, you know, or how does she get the information that she needs, is that she goes ahead and she asks questions. And so I would say that if you have not experienced what it is that you're desiring to experience in your evolution and in your becoming, then you need to start asking questions, not like, well, why isn't it here? But ask the question, well, is there anything within me that needs to be healed before I have this experience come into my life? What is it that is looking to be revealed? What is it that's looking to be healed? What is it that is required of me, if anything, that needs to be shifted and changed? Is there a change in perspective that I need to have about whatever it is that I am looking to experience? Or even looking at what is it that, or there could be a feeling of undeservedness, and have a kind of a dialogue with your inner self. You're the I'm going to call it the inner healer, or your divine nature, so that you can go through that evolution process. And ideally, you know, in order to have your experience be more streamlined, I would recommend going to somebody who is like a coach, not necessarily a therapist, because the therapist, you know, the way that therapists work is to dig in your stuff, and then there doesn't seem to be any type of solution or release of whatever the case may be. Or the therapist is an excellent person to just go talk to. However, a person who is a coach is going to have a number of tools that you can use in order to help you through that process of your path of becoming, so that you could be in a place of evolving and really digging deep into what it is that you are desiring to create or to be or to do or to have. They're going to be able to pull out the things that you would not necessarily look for or be completely cognizant of on your own.
I find it interesting you say that, because as I look back on what was discussed previously, a person who is not healed oftentimes will have their past haunt them because they're not healed from whatever was going on at the particular time. And sometimes you cannot move forward because you are not healed from what once was. Now, when you brought forth the therapist, bringing stuff up, I thought that was kind of funny because the vision I had was they're digging something up that should have been dead, but it wasn't dead, and so now it's walking around like a zombie in your life. And now they're not trying to help you get rid of the zombie, and the zombie's walking around now, and you're sitting up there saying, it's not dead, it's not dead, so you're going to keep running, and you don't have an escape. Where with the coach will have you recognize where you are and let you identify that there is a grave that you are attached to that you need to bid your farewell to, leave it dead, go on about your business, and visualize what that future is for you, because thoughts create things, and people aren't clearly aware that what you think about, you bring about. So with a coach, the coach can allow you to recognize where you are, because all of this is what's already expressing itself through you. But because you are on the inside and you can't see yourself, a coach will enable you to better understand where you are so that you can see what you ought to be by visualizing and seeing what your desires are and identifying that vision and having you become a part of it, as opposed to seeing the vision from a distance, but then seeing yourself in the past and being chained to the grave that you should have already let go of.
Ashe. Well, I think that is it for this evening. Is there anything you want to share with the family before we get off the air?
That I love you, and I think love is the greatest of all experiences, and to have found you as the love of my life has been a rewarding experience. I met you when I was 59, and I'll be 63 come September the 15th, and I found that 3 and 6 are magical numbers. And they match up to becoming 9. And 369, you can look it up on Google or whatever you want to look it up on, and you'll discover that those numbers are very significant. And seeing I was born in the 9th month, and 3 and 6 is what I'm becoming. Actually, it's going to be the other way around. 6 and 3, nonetheless. I feel renewed, I feel rejuvenated, and I want our audience to feel the same.
All right. So, family, this is the song that I'm going to end with is a classic by John Lennon. Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, I knew that was a new audience. I was surprised. New artist. I said, of the past, a new artist. Wait a minute, I've never heard this name before.
Well, this song I'm going to end with is Imagine with John Lennon. So, you know, the thing is, family, you know, on your path of becoming, be in a place of being open to imagine that we are all on our journey of evolution, of our betterment, of our becoming. And just know that we love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, we thank God for you, and we know that wherever you are, God is.
Brotherhood.